What's up, everybody? Really quick, before you get into Barracks Talk, if you could go over to the link in the description below or type in DV Radio over on Rumble.com, if you do watch videos over there on Rumble.com, that is, and give us a follow so that we can make our custom URL. That way it'll be easier for us to be like, hey, go to Rumble.com/DV Radio. We're also on Twitch.tv/DV Radio. Again, Twitch.tv/DV Radio. There's also a post over on the Facebook page and Twitter page, or X, if you want to call it that, stating where to go for Rumble and Twitch. From here on out, hopefully, when we do our live shows, we will be on Facebook, Twitter, Rumble, Twitch. All four of those will have video, and we will always be on the free app Radio King on your mobile device. Just search DV Radio once you have that installed on your device. Or you can go to DVRadio.net and listen to Radio King via that way, and you can chat with us there as well. So we hope you like the changes that we've made. We've been working on doing this for a long time, just did not have the capabilities to do so, and now we're there. Hope you enjoy the show.
Are you looking for veteran resources and peer support? Objective Zero has an app for that. Download the Objective Zero app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Access wellness resources like yoga and a free year subscription to Headspace, the world's most popular meditation app. Check out veterans resources and access our nationwide network of peer support. Speak to fellow women veterans or someone in your field and branch of service. You get to choose who you want to chat with. Learn more at www.objectivezero.org. That's www.objectivezero.org.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Boner Wood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Boner, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what I'm saying?
20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's gonna be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around the smoke.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction? Oh.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. You're listening to Barracks Talk Live. We're on podcast. And apparently the audio on the video wasn't unmuted. That's my bad. But anyway, it'll be all right. Anyway, it is May 4th. Star Wars 2024. I'm Boner Wood. Welcome to the show. If you're on Facebook, you're listening over there, or on Twitter/X, whatever the fuck you want to call it, you're listening over there, as well as on Radio King. Just search DV Radio if you want to listen on your mobile device. Yes, we've got chats on Facebook, Twitter, and DVRadio.net, so you can talk to us and we can see it all. Yep. Yep. Anyway, tonight with us, we got a little bit of a full house. So let's get right down to it, shall we? Up in Alaska, it's none other than our pig man himself, Mr. Oink.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
I forgot to unmute the stream, just like I forgot to invite the one black guy to the show until the last minute because I'm an idiot.
It's like it's new. You've never done this before. Or something, right. I don't know.
Right. I need more monitors, but my setup just won't allow it. I've got a huge ass 27-inch monitor and I still don't have enough room. Oh shit. Down in Florida. Speaking of the one black man that I forgot to invite because I'm an idiot, it's none other than the Psych Ward Gaming CEO and sometimes a patient. /supervisor himself. It's the Marine Crown Eater, Sergeant Wardog.
How we doing, everybody? Saturday night, red light special.
Absolutely, absolutely. Then over in Texas, in Eagle 5 headquarters, S. Benda.
Hey, what is up, TV Nation?
Yeah, Matt. The funny thing is I'd asked if one of them could check to see if the audio was working on the stream, and then I forgot that I hadn't unmuted it, and then Oink's like, it is now. And then in my neck of the woods, he likes to play with wood when he can, when, you know, we're not in the fucking Amazon, you know, like rain all fucking day. It's Mr. Joaquin Watai from WataiWoodTurning.com. Go check it out. Mr. JJ.
Howdy.
Howdy. How you doing? How you doing? All right. All right. All right. So for those that don't know, yes, we are streaming over on Facebook and X/Twitter. This week, May 4th, 2024, something that we have honestly been working on since I took over in October 2015, come like summer of 2016, myself and DV6. We're like, hey, let's do video for DV Radio. And it was like, but we can't because Bo doesn't have the internet's capabilities, and I was on a laptop, so it was impossible to do. Fast forward to today, and finally, fucking finally, we're able to do that. Hopefully next week we'll be on YouTube and Rumble. I don't know if you guys can hear the audio coming through the stream over on the video side, but we've got some Arlie Ermy quotes. When you like it, share it, comment, stuff like that. So that's pretty hilarious, I think. And what you see in the middle on the video, let's give you a little grand tour here. That will be like the website or whatever website we have up there, whether it's for the store, for a guest, things of that nature. If a guest wants to be on video, I guess you're going to see their smiling face right there in the middle. Over on the right, you got the DV Farm. Help raise $25,000 for the DV Farm septic system. Go to dvfarm.org now. Then you got the little ticker banner down at the bottom. Those will change from time to time, so be on the lookout there. And speaking of the store, if you go to dvradio.net and then you click on the store tab, it'll take you over hither. Whenever, you know, my show wants to work, over hither, like that. And I've done this cool thing that I thought was cool. So next time I'll remember to make it work correctly. But you know, the little helo comes in like that. Then it drops this crate and then boom, that's at the DV Radio store. Link is below. I thought that was neat. But anyway, enough showing off, right?
Dude, speaking of helos, like earlier I was outside working on my van. And I could have sworn it sounded like I thought I was back in Afghanistan, like when a Black Hawk was hovering up above me. Mm-hmm. It was just a couple of mosquitoes.
Fortunate Son starts playing, Bender hits the ground.
Right.
Mosquito is an Alaska state bird, so.
Through May 7th, you can get 20% off of everything. If you click the redeem button, you can click it here or up here. And then you can go and browse everything we've gotten you and all that good stuff in the store. Let's see. We got topics like the 10-year anniversary that takes you over and you can see all the 10-year anniversary designs there. And then you've got bullets, blades, and hooks, which is Sergeant War Dog and Recoil. You got the breast cancer stuff and Your Life Matters stuff. For those who've never been to the store, you've got the DV Farm stuff. Look at DV6's ugly fucking face. DV against DV. I need to talk to him. Sergeant War Dog, Fight with Betsy Ross, Uncle Fester, and there's some other topics up there that you can see as well. So go over to DVRadio.net, click on the DV Radio store at the top. And then click on redeem for your 20% off through May 7th. Do appreciate your help. Thanks, Mag. He said streaming and FB is good. So that's good to hear there. We wasn't here last week. We needed to take a break. Plain and simple. We needed to take a fucking break. We were all dying and we were like, fuck it. That's basically what happened. So that's why we were not on last week. But yeah, now let's go around the proverbial table. as we do every show. Mr. Bender, I'll start with you this week. How has your 2 weeks been as opposed to the last week?
I've been on an emotional roller coaster. Well, I got my trip coming up, you know, going to go to Colorado for my son's graduation. So that's fun. That's exciting. Get to see everybody. But, you know, it's weird because, like, now I have to go hang out with my ex. That's going to be a bit odd. But, you know, and then just trying to get my van ready to go for the road trip, planning stuff out, getting stuff. And these last couple of weeks, like, with my work schedule, it's real hard to do anything during the week. So most of it I have to kind of condense into the weekends. So these last couple of weekends, I felt like I've been really busy, but still haven't really gotten a lot accomplished. But this is my last weekend because I'm rolling out next Friday night. So I'll definitely be part of the show next week if I have signal. But my plan by next Saturday night is I'm going to be hanging out. I'm going to go try the number one diner in Roswell, New Mexico. Go see the weirdos and some alien shit. And then I plan on hanging out next to some blast crater out in the New Mexico desert. Getting ready to fight off some mutants if I need to.
Nice. Nice. It's good, man. I'm glad you're finally getting out of the house for once. I mean, you're like me. You're stuck in the house, right?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I'm not even in a wheelchair. It's like I'm stuck in here. It's like, what the fuck?
Hey, just sit in one place 89% of the time, and you'll see what it's like to be me. The rest of the time, you're only pissing and shitting.
That's not too far off. Not too far. I'd say, you know, maybe 84.
Shit. Mr. Sergeant Wardog, how's your last 2 weeks been? The last time we talked to you, you got in some running and exercising, and you were like, fuck it, I'm done. No more exercise for this Marine.
Yeah, after a lot of pain, went back to my neck and back doctor. Was able to get some meds, and I'm finally able to. Well, I haven't done it yet because I'm afraid of the after effects, but I do plan on getting back to walking again and getting a little bit of PT in. But I'm just afraid of when I finish how I'm going to have to crawl around and, you know, try to get myself together in order to be able to travel anywhere.
That partner assistant PT? Yeah, he'll do it to you.
Yeah.
I get that, man. I get that. Well, at least you're, like I said, the last time we talked about it, you're able to do a little something. It doesn't matter how small the exercise you're doing and how long at a time. As long as you're doing a couple minutes, 5 or 6 times a day, that's what matters. I mean, it's so good mentally and physically. I wish more people would realize, you know, you don't have to do a full 45-minute workout in one sitting. I mean, we don't. You really don't. You could do 2 or 3 minutes and then stop, do whatever you got to do, come back to it, 2 or 3 minutes, stop, come back to it. It's real easy to do, honestly. Any updates on anything that you've got going on, Sergeant Wardoff?
No, but I will admit I dislike getting old. I do.
Ooh. I was waiting for it.
You know, Sergeant War Dog, doesn't it feel weird that, like, if you think back and doesn't feel that long ago when you were like the young buck coming up in the Corps?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, you look at the old fuckers and you're like, how is this motherfucker still alive? Exactly. And now we're the same age as those motherfuckers.
Exactly. I wonder how our leaders used to do it all the time. Like, how'd they do this at 40, 45, 50? How the fuck did they lead us? I have no idea.
You always had like that one burnout, like E7 with like a little bit of a belly and shit. Just didn't give a fuck. And now you're like, I get it, bro. I understand now.
Right. Well, they weren't being fed processed foods as much as we are, and poison in their water and shit. So the Illuminati conspiracy theories begin. But I think it does have a lot to do with the stuff we intake into our bodies over the years too. Because I mean, you look back 30, 40, 50 years ago, you know, we didn't have all the shit that we do today. And I'm not saying it's good or bad, but you look at the generations as they've progressed, and I think a lot of it does have to do with quote unquote chemicals, whether they're good or bad, that we have been ingesting just over the last few decades. If you look at it, I mean, we've got more allergies than ever before and stuff like that. So there might be a little huh-huh to it. You know what I'm saying?
You want to do the topic for the show? Because we can cover this, bro.
Not tonight. Fuck that. I want to have fun tonight. Mr. Oink, last 2 weeks, how they been, brother?
Well, we're back to the land of the living and day shift. So let's play it in traffic time. Yay. I mean, hallelujah. Literally playing in fucking traffic. And I don't care if you're on base or off base. Motherfuckers cannot drive. And put your goddamn phones down. That's all I'm going to say.
Right. I mean,
we're standing out there trying to mark the pavements because, you know, it's Alaska and we use plows and it scrapes asphalt. So there's no lines left. Right. So we're out there measuring, marking lines and shit. And people, I mean, you have two or three flaggers, myself and Frosty, out there holding signs that say slow. And we're some pretty big guys. So if you hit us, it's like hitting a fucking moose. You're going to fuck your car up. So I'm just saying, slow the fuck down and watch out, man, because it's amazing to see how many people's heads are down on, you know, their steering wheel because they're trying to text and drive at the same fucking time and they're not paying attention to what the fuck's going on. It's amazing. I'm about ready to throw these damn stop signs right at them.
Even though it's illegal in every state to text and drive, people still text and drive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even on base, I mean, the base commander could just have one, you know, incidence where he's like, nope, you're losing your driving privileges for a year and you can't drive. I mean, on post because he has that power and he can do that. Or she, if it's female, but it's just amazing how many people are doing it on base. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's mind boggling, honestly. I mean, I even know that there are some states where it's illegal to even talk on a phone or a Bluetooth or any type of thing like that. And it's like, geez, man, is it that hard to follow a rule? I mean, it's there for safety, not to hinder you. Like, you can't wait until you get to an exit or a gas station or a schoolhouse or something to pull over and talk to somebody. I mean, that's sad. That's really sad. Even when I was driving, man, it was the early days of texting. But I wasn't even texting when I was driving then. Like, I wouldn't even have my phone where I could really touch it. Like, I could hear it, obviously. And then I'd go somewhere and call or text or whatever, you know, the situation called for. But even then I wasn't fucking doing it. Frosty said too worried about being the buffalo and not the cow. Oh,
that's a whole nother story right there. Jesus Christ.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's see what JJ's been up to the last 2 weeks and then we'll find out about this buffalo and cow. JJ, how's the last 2 weeks been, brother?
Not bad, not bad. Been working, spending what time I can in the shop. Last weekend, I made a couple of very cool pieces with some Australian burl. I finished a resin hybrid piece today and had that a spectacular. Was beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. And I had a spectacular failure last night, which is okay. So, you know, everything doesn't always work the way you want it to, and that's how we learn. So yeah, been doing all right.
I was asked, was it a flip phone? And I said, is there any other kind? Well, I said, is there any kind? Is there any other kind?
Dude, Nokia, the old brick.
Oh, dude, yes. Yeah. I had the best ones I ever had that were flip phone were Kyoceras. And I had that, the tough Kyocera. We had those for years, man. I don't even think I even exchanged mine ever. I loved those motherfuckers. They were the shit.
Well, they were at the time pushing out updates every fucking, you know, half a year. So you have to go buy some shit.
Right. I had that up until I got this Samsung smartphone that isn't as smart as people claim they are. I love seeing those videos where it's, why don't we have a phone in the house attached to something where everybody can use? And then you see people like us and Gen X and all this, like, you mean a landline?
Right?
A fucking landline? A fuck, you're describing a fucking landline. Like,
I still have one.
We do too, man. You can't beat a landline. Come on. Talking about our weeks, what is this Buffalo Cal story that Frosty brought us?
We had a commander all call where brand new base commander comes in, and for over an hour, they had public affairs there snapping pictures like every 30 seconds of this guy. Mm. I mean, he was into himself. But his biggest speech, and it took damn near 35 minutes to go through it, is, you know, be the buffalo and not the cow. Because buffaloes, when a, you know, rainstorm's coming, they charge at it to get through it quicker. Whereas the cow tries to run away from it and is in it much longer. And it's like, okay. So be the buffalo, not the cow. Run towards those troubles. Run towards those fears. Run towards those, you know, obstacles. And it's like, okay, you said it now. And he did that for over 35 minutes. And like I said, every, I don't know, it seemed like 30 seconds, public affairs was taking his picture. Like, he was just full of himself. It was a fucking joke. And everybody's sleeping. So, I mean, the only thing we got out was be the buffalo, not the cow, and some drool on their chins and everything else. Cause it was horrible, dude.
So basically, if there's a firefight, run into it and get killed. That's basically what he said.
Yes. Yes. Of course, this, Jesus, you know, God. Fucking jet jockey. He's in a fucking, you know, $1 million fucking plane that goes supersonic. And, you know, so, yeah, I don't know. That's all we got out of it. But every time now we just, you know, be the buffalo, not the cow.
Be the buffalo, not the cow, my son.
The donka.
I've always considered myself more like a bull because I also charge head first into red flags.
Right?
That's what I was. Neil Buffalo do that?
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so.
Now I gotta be the buffalo, not the cow. Should we make a shirt?
Be the buffalo.
Not the cow. And just do this, like, rinky dink rendition of a cartoon buffalo face. Like, fucking eyes are crossed and shit, and fucking one of the horns is cracked off and barely hanging on, and you got the fucking, you got the matted fucking fur and all that.
If you're one of the buffaloes, like, tossing one of the hippies in, like, Yellowstone, then fuck yeah, I'm on that for it. I'll be one of those buffalo.
Oh my god. It's, oh Jesus. Got it. Charge a buffalo like a dummy. Just call me Leroy. Leroy! Jenkins. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Let's see. Do we really have any updates? Not that I can think of off the top of my head. Like I said, next week, hopefully we'll be on YouTube and Rumble, coinciding with, Facebook, Twitter, and as always, the audio portion either on dvradio.net where the chat room is or on Radio Kings app, which is free on your mobile device. Just search DV Radio. Let's see. What's on your guys' mind? What you want to talk about? Something fun. Something hilarious. Nothing depressing. Nothing political. Something fun. Nothing. Wow. Wow, that's a fucking change.
I mean, think about the environment of the United States at the moment.
Say what?
So think about the environment of the United States at the moment.
Look, man, even in the bad times, there are good times.
I mean, we can talk about the frat boys who protect the American flag here in North Carolina and had like $400,000 GoFundMe
to throw them erasure for protecting the flag.
The fact that people gave them money for erasure is hilarious.
It's awesome. I'm like, fuck the party. Turn it into scholarships. Pay for some of their school. Shit.
That's what I would do. Shit. Fuck. They're already spending mama and daddy's money.
Right? Give their parents a break.
Even if they didn't put it back towards their scholarship, put it to something worthwhile. You know, even if it wasn't one person, put it towards something that's worthwhile.
I'm not saying that a big ass kegger isn't worthwhile, but I'm saying you could use that money a little smarter, especially in this economy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, even in this economy, you're not going to need $500,000 to throw a fucking badass rager. Like,
well, I mean,
well, if you have Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube show up for the $500 and tell me that's something you're going to remember for the rest of your life, right? You know,
yeah.
I was in college one time. I was smoking weed with Snoop. Like, yeah, you're going to remember that for the rest of your life.
Jesus Christ. Is that what you guys are worried about? Snoop Dogg and Ragers? Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. That's what we're worried about. Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because if we talk about what we're really worried about, it'd be a really depressing show.
Right? Fuck that. Fuck that noise.
Yeah, this one mole just looks really weird.
Don't.
I didn't know scrotum could grow a ball.
Oh my god! Have you guys heard? I glued my balls to my butt or whatever. Have you heard that song?
No.
I glued my balls to my butthole.
What the fuck?
I'll fucking send it to you guys. It's fucking great. Let me see if I can find it right quick, and then I'll send it to you. It's not a real song, obviously, and it's not, you know, anyway. This guy finds these pictures, and he makes a song out of them about what they look like, and it's fucking hilarious. It's one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen. I think that's the one. Yeah, I glued my balls to my butthole again. I'll send it to you guys in a chat.
Again,
is it again?
It's again.
Fucking hilarious. And I'll link it in the podcast, and I'll put it here on DV Radio's chat. But it's fucking gold. It is one of the most hilarious fucking songs ever. I've played it for everybody that has come in to my house. So I even played it for my mom. Yes. For those wondering, my mom has heard the song and she laughed her ass off. Oh shit. It's great, but he's got a few songs, and he uses AI because he's just one person, which is understandable, but he makes these songs from pictures he's found. And one of them's like, my hands are like this, a fucking gin or something like that. And it's, this chick with her arms like straight back. And it's the songs are great. Like there's one about, sex. I don't want to go into detail because we're on Facebook. But yeah, it's great. That's great. Oh, me. Anyway, so tomorrow, today is
there may be some truth to what Frosty just said in chat.
Oh, must be a corpsman singing about a Marine. Yeah, there's one part of that song. He's like, now I fucking scrotum stretched a fucking mile and a half or something. Like, it's fucking great. I fucking... Anyway, today's May 4th, which is May the 4th be with you, Star Wars, stuff like that. Tomorrow is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. JJ's already ahead of us on celebrating Cinco de Mayo, from what he was telling me earlier.
Yeah, my ancestors tried to sabotage me.
You want to detail that for the listeners?
Well, I was like, shit, tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo. I might as well, you know, go grab a bottle of tequila and make sure to have a couple of margaritas because fuck it, you know, Saturday night, whatever. So I start mixing myself a margarita. I take, you know, the jigger and I pour the mixer in there, measure it, and open the bottle of tequila. And I just start pouring it in the shaker. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I need to measure that. But my ancestors took over for a minute. And they were like, oh, we got this, Holmes. Just put some tequila in there.
We'll tell you when it feels right.
Right? Just pour until your grandmother says, whoa.
And then JJ's like, I think I'm supposed to measure that.
Just keep going until you hear your great-grandfather going, I weigh.
Hey, Chico, too much.
Damn, Holmes, we didn't mean for you to fucking drink us out of fucking drink, man.
Yeah. I'll have to do a couple of drive-thru margaritas tomorrow.
Where are you getting margaritas at? Or are you making them yourself?
That's a drive-thru.
That's a drive-thru? What drive-thru has margaritas?
There's a little down here in San Antonio, they have a little restaurant chain that they serve Mexican food. It's called Taco Cabana, and it's kind of like what Taco Bell wants to be when it grows up. But instead of like Baja
when it grows up, he said when it grows up.
No, because I mean they got tacos and they do all this stuff, but it's actually like. They usually use real meat, so maybe that's what the difference is, you know?
Right.
So it's a little more expensive than Taco Bell, but, you know, it's still kind of like on the low end. It's still fast food, Mexican food, but you can get these little, like, 12-ounce margaritas. They have, like, about two dozen different flavors. Jesus. And, they serve them to you through the drive-thru. It was, like, really sticky piece of tape thing over the straw hole in the lid. So you have to really work out to get straw in there, but I mean, so I've heard. I usually wait till I get home.
Right. Do they have a Trejo's Tacos down there?
Not that I've seen, actually. No, I think this was in California.
I'm pretty sure he said they were opening up one in Texas. That's why I was asking. If they do, man, you got to tell me how good it is because I won't ever get to have Danny Trejo's Tacos, but. I would love that, dude. The fact that he all opened right. that shit up is hilarious.
Oh, it is funny, man. Dude, that dude, Danny Trejo, he knows how to kind of work the system, right? Like he's got that niche, but he's like he owns it. And he plays it. He does it so well.
Oh hell yeah! I think it's because he has so much fun with it too, right? I mean, would you rather play the good guy who never gets to do any badass shit, or would you rather play the bad guy who gets to do all the badass shit?
Right, yeah. I'll look into that. I'll keep you posted on the Trejo's Tacos down here.
Yeah, you might have to vacuum seal me one and send it to me.
I can do that.
You forgot Revenge of the Sixth. I was trying to say Sith and Sixth at the same time. No, I didn't forget about it, but I didn't know if it was an actual thing or not that they actually, quote unquote, celebrated or observed. I know May the 4th isn't technically official, but I know that's one of those things that they're like, oh, it's May the 4th be with you.
Well, if you drink too much on May, you know, Cinco de Mayo, the Revenge of the 6th is real.
I know, right? Like, and it looks like JJ looks like it's going to be the 5th and 6th for JJ over there. Like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. Let's see. JJ, you got anything coming up this year soon that you want to tell anybody about?
Well, we're doing the third gathering at Norse Forged. This year, it is actually at the Rowan County Fairgrounds. The vending is in 10,000 square feet, air conditioned indoors. Should be pretty nice. They've already sold out the campground. They've got camping. It's going to be pretty impressive, a lot of fun. Something like 12,000 square feet of gaming tables for D&D and stuff. There's going to be LARPing. There's going to be actual like jousting and all kinds of fun, crazy shit. That is Memorial Day weekend. You can go to norseforged.com to buy tickets, or just Google Norse Forged Gathering 3 and you can find it. And there's going to be music. There's food truck, all the stuff, all of the things. So I'm looking forward to that. But other than that, after the fucking disaster vending was last year, I'm really not, I'm not doing a lot of vending, at all. I had to, you know, come out of, semi-retirement and get a real job because I barely broke even last year and, just can't, in this economy, just can't make ends meet. And, so I'm thankful that I'm able to work. It's not easy, but, I am able, so I'm grateful for that. But I'm being very, 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 very selective about what I do vend. And of course, Jeremy Fulton, Norse Forged, is a Army veteran, combat veteran, and so I want to support him. And it's a great community, so I'm looking forward to that. But other than that, I really don't have anything major going on. I'm being selfish. I'm turning things I want to turn rather than what I think people will buy. Because they didn't buy it last year, so I have no reason to believe they will this year. You know what I mean?
No, I totally understand. I mean, I get it. And I think, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the economy the last 3.5-4 years. I mean,
oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What I
make is luxury items. You do not need a wooden bowl. It's right. A luxury item. I know that. I understand that. That's what I make. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I'm also in the belief that doing what you want creatively attracts more buyers than building something, quote unquote, mainstream, like multiple bowls to sell or multiple pins, right? I think one-offs, I have seen one-offs sell more than everyday items. It's weird to me that's the case, but I guess somewhat understandable too. Especially yeah. If you do it correctly and all that good stuff. What's that, Bender?
I would say maybe you could draw in the prepper crowd if you start making some luxury gun cabinets.
Gun cabinet.
I mean,
in case of emergency, break glass, bro.
Except
in
this case,
in cabinets. I've got mine stashed all over the house, fully loaded, ready to fucking go.
Except in this case, instead of breaking glass, you're burning wood.
I'm just saying, I don't have any small children in the house, so you know, fucking,
they're everywhere.
If the FBI decides they want to kick in the door at 2:30 in the morning, well, you know, I'm going to respond appropriately because,
Jesus.
As far as I know, there are no warrants or anything. So, fucking, you kick in my door,
I'll
be a news story the next morning.
Hopefully, for the right reasons. And by the right reasons, we mean rebellion, not any other reason.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm certainly not doing anything illegal, at least not to vote. Well, let's put it this way. The founding fathers rebelled against England, and one of the principles that they set that rebellion on was that they wanted no taxation without representation. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I've been represented for 3.5 years now.
Oh, that's absolutely all I'm not. Saying. Not even the last three or four years, but for quite a few decades in retrospect. Yeah. I mean, if not generations.
When CNN comes to interview me about the incident, I was going to be like, you know, I'm not surprised he defiled the bodies.
And then you're going to end it with Epstein didn't kill himself. So moving on to the other topic.
Which, by the way, I am not feeling suicidal.
Yeah, my mom put that out there. My mom came in here earlier and she was like, did you hear about the recent Boeing whistleblower? And obviously I hadn't because I've been worried about setting all this shit up. She goes, somehow out of nowhere, he died of some sort of something or another. And I was like, oh, so he suicided himself.
Yeah, again, we're on Facebook.
Yeah, I somehow managed to place two almonds in the back of his own head.
Two almonds. I forget what it was the latest whistleblower died of, but I was like, oh, that's convenient.
Right?
They're supposed to just have surgery on him or something, and they were like, oh, we can't do it, and they held off until he died. He had some mysterious illness.
I also do not have any condemning evidence against Hillary Clinton. Just to make things clear, I don't have any. Nothing.
Or dirt on Boeing, because the phrase used to be, if it ain't Boeing, I ain't going, but now it's, if it ain't Boeing, or if it's Boeing, I ain't whistleblowing.
If it ain't Boeing, she ain't blowing. That's all I could think of when you said that. Don't ask me why. My mind just goes to stupid places.
I got a couple exciting things coming up I'm going to talk about real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So I think I'm going to stay away from TikTok because I think I'm just too old and confused by it. But I think I'm going to start a little YouTube channel to document the progress of the van, document my adventures, and so that like, people can follow along because apparently those weirdos are into that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. I think maybe by next Saturday I'll have that up and running. Maybe I'll plug that. Lead Bender's Adventures or some dumb shit. Who knows? I don't know. I haven't really thought about that much. But
if you do that, I'll tell you now, be careful what stuff you show because stalkers are a real thing, dude. I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but I've seen too many people that started getting stalkers, even small YouTubers, and it gets bad. It gets really bad. So just be careful what you show on videos.
Yeah.
He's like, he's like, well, I'm jumping into it head first. I don't give a fuck. Let them stalk me.
Yeah. What was that thing about bulls and red flags?
Oh, shit. But what else you got going on now?
So in addition to that, going to have a few other road trips, some music festivals coming up. I think I'm going to go attend. So, I think maybe I can try to do some of that. I'm freeing myself up for some other events, you know, so hopefully I can, to certain events, depending on the situation and timings and whatnot, maybe we can have some DB Radio boots on the ground for certain events and stuff like that. But yeah, that's the big thing is Colorado trip next week. That's kind of the prototype. That's the experimental one. In September, some music festivals coming up, things like that. I think if we kind of get a little following, get a little base going, could be entertaining. Maybe I'm just gonna be just me. I'm gonna do anything from doing the camper thing to ranting to food reviews, probably. Because let's face it, food's good.
Food is good. I like it, brother. I like it, and hopefully, once I get everything completely set up, we'll bring back shots fired and stuff like that for everybody soon. I don't know how many of you got to listen to the quote unquote podcast I put up late last night. That's on Podbean or any podcast platform for DV Radio and over on the Substack, which is free for everybody. But as I was saying, you know, give us a few weeks, especially me, to get back into editing the pre-shows, and getting those up over on Substack for the paid, subscribers, and getting on guests. We'll start getting guests on hopefully soon, again, especially with the new setup. And, as we work the kinks out of everything, just give us time. Just give us a little bit of time. Okay. That's all we ask. All right. Just a little bit of time.
Oh,
man,
it's
a little bit
tight. Yeah. Two of my boys are both kind of doing a little entrepreneurial ventures of their own. One's building himself custom guitars, and the other one's kind of getting into candles and doing his own candle scent. Like, he's designing his own scents and shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And from what I hear so far, he's came up with some pretty good stuff. So I don't know, maybe we come up with a DV set or something.
Dad gets 10% of everything, right?
At least, yeah.
that's bare minimum. No, man, I like that. I was seeing some stuff last night about with kids playing instruments and making their own music and doing all kinds of sewing and stuff like that. And it's just, we've lost, especially in the school system, we've lost teaching our kids not only to use their imagination for things like that, but to do it and not be afraid to fuck up, right? Like, try it. If you don't like it after a few times, move on to something else. But if you like it and you're not good at it right now, stick with it and you'll get better. I think that's one of the biggest things that we've lost teaching our kids, especially in school. It's all about sports and go to college, go to your 4-10 year college. Like, gee,
right. Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, it's, and for parents too, like, because now we're in a society and the cost of living is so high that like both parents have to work. So they don't even, like, you didn't have at least one parent trying to nurture that more because they're so tired from work coming in every day. You know, there's just no time for it. And school's kind of like, they're not teaching you to think for yourself, be an entrepreneur. They're teaching you to be a good worker.
Yeah.
How to fit into the workforce.
And everybody's in on it at school, right? It's all the teachers. It's all the counselors. It's all the... Mm-hmm. All the extracurriculars and stuff like that. Hell, I know some schools that have literally taken art class out of school. And I'm like, the fuck you do that for? Seriously? Like, you're taking art class out of extracurricular. Like, the fuck you smoking, people? Yeah. The No Child Left Behind Act was the absolute worst fucking act that was ever passed. Ever. For schooling. Ever.
Yeah. Yeah, and one thing I understand was like, schools and like music, because a lot of them still, most of them still have like a music program still kind of struggling, you know. And I understand woodwind instruments and string instruments have been around for thousands of years, you know, all the old symphonies and stuff like that. But like, come on, bro, give us the times. Teach the kids the shit they want to hear.
Well, I mean, even still, when we were in school, I was a trombone player, right? But we were playing things like the Flintstones and 007 themes and modern day music that was transcribed into quote unquote orchestral music. And it was so fun to do. I mean, yeah, playing Mozart and stuff is somewhat fun, but when you play like modern day stuff on a completely, totally different instrument than what it was meant for, that's fun. Like, it really is. It really fucking is.
I'll give you that. I remember we did like some of my favorites when I was doing the same stuff, like in middle school. It was like the Jurassic Park theme song, the Apollo 11 theme, or Apollo 13, like from the movie the theme song, Snows. Those are pretty fun. But, you know, I don't know. I'm thinking for the kids, like, you know, drums, guitars, keyboards. I mean,
the good thing about high school music, though, high school band, is that they actually do that in most high schools. The problem is the issue comes down to funds, because it's all going to sports and athletics. It's not going to books. It's not going to art. It's not going to band. It's all going to sports and athletics. Every school around here and everyone up in Virginia and pretty much all of South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken, it's all going to sports and athletics. And it should. Yeah. They took woodshop, whatever it's called. They took that out of some of the schools. And I'm like, you took away mechanics and now you're taking away woodworking and fucking basically getting rid of band. Like, come the fuck on, dude.
Oh, yeah. They greatly diminished the trade schools. I mean, they still have them. Like, they still had a few in Colorado. Now, down here in Texas, they're still really big. Like, I went to a quote unquote automotive college after the military. And when I walked out, you know how many ASC certifications I had? Zero.
Jesus.
My son, after attending 2 years of high school in Texas, has several, like brakes and AC, and a couple of the electrical certs as well. So, I mean, down here in Texas, they still take that trade stuff very seriously. But you also have to look, the majority of Texas is still rather rural, where things like welding, agriculture, those are like marketable skills down here. You know, you go to a place like Vermont or fucking LA, who needs a fucking welder?
But still, that's not enough people coming out of school in the next few years that's going to join the trade work, right? Like the trade jobs still, like,
oh yeah.
And I think, right. I think the entire school system across America needs to stop with this whole, let's push you as fast as we can, learn the basics, but we're going to teach you all this advanced knowledge and the other basics we can forget about, right? Like taxes,
right, yeah,
and how to write a fucking check. My brother didn't know how to write a check. My right, brother did yeah. not how to write a fucking check. He asked me and my mom how to write a check. I remember learning that because they put it on the goddamn overhead projection. You guys remember that shit? They put a blank check on the overhead projector and they were like, okay, now everybody, this is what we're going to do. And you had to sit there and fill out a check. And they done the whole money thing. I remember learning how to do money in your head, right? Like if you've got $20 yeah. and it cost $18.35, how much change do you get back, right? And you do that instead of having to type it in on the calculator or the cash register.
Or you're like running your own little business for a day.
Mm-hmm. And my mom has went into these stores and restaurants and stuff. And there's these kids that she'll give like $20 and a quarter to because it comes out to 19 and a quarter. And they look at the $20 and the quarter and they look at my mom and then they look at the $20 and the quarter and they look at my mom and they have no fucking clue how to comprehend this because they haven't been taught this.
Oh, honey, you gave me too much. Here's your quarter back and let me give you 75 cents and change.
My mom has literally had that happen before.
I know. It's happened up here. It's across the nation. It's not just one saying. Area. Trust me.
That's what I'm saying. The entire schooling system across America needs to go back to learning the basics. And then when you get into high school, if you want to do those advanced things on top of your basic stuff and you're able to do it, by all means, fucking do it, right? That's why we had honors classes in fucking high school. So you could do the extra stuff, not so you could say fuck the basic stuff and only do honors, but what the fuck? I don't have kids, so apparently I don't have to worry about it, and I don't have a place to stay.
Nowadays, high school's just grooming you to go to college. That's it.
Yep. Yep.
You know, because they got rid of all the trades, and they act like the trades aren't going to be a thing in the future, but guess what? Every trade industry is fucking hurting for people right now. Like, I still live in Oregon aviation field, and aircraft structures is a trade. It's like an art form. You're working with sheet metal and rivets and all these other crazy shit. So it's like, there's a trade, a skill you need to learn and put time in and invest in. And there's nobody doing it. Even like so-called A&P, the airframe and power plant mechanics. Power plant.
Yep.
They, those airframe schools, they just brush over the minimum top, like, mm-hmm. like here's the basics of airframe. And some of these guys never touch a rivet gun after that school.
Yeah.
And then they come to certain job sites and like, well, these structures guys, you're an A&P, go do this. And this guy's like just fucking shit up because even the people who are teaching and pumping out aircraft mechanics don't understand that certain aspects of aviation is a skill. You can, like, you can teach everybody the book smarts, but if you don't have the hands for it, you don't invest the time to perfect your craft, you're going to suck at it. Mm-hmm. And the aviation industry is just hurting for, I would say, structure mechanics in particular, but across the board, they're hurting people as well because, you know, you're getting all these, like, all these kids coming out of school, like, they're not hurting for engineers. I tell you what, engineers nowadays, I've never been a fan of it.
It's even worse today, I guess. Well, it's coming up on that time. We've only got a few minutes left of the show, and I hate to cut everything short, but I know JJ is probably over there like, let's hurry the fuck up. Let's get this shit done. Like, I'm done. I'm fucking done. But let's go around the proverbial table at the end of the show here. That's what we're going to do. So let's see. Sergeant Wardog, last thoughts for our listeners tonight on podcast or live?
Jails are real. Psych wards are real. If you run into any type of crisis, please be sure to dial 988, choose option 1. Again, if you run into any mental health crisis, don't be ashamed, as I had to do. Dial 988, choose option 1. Have a great week and salute.
Absolutely. Mr. Benda.
I want to talk about an outside entity real fast. A concert promoter called Live Nation. I think they're overall, it's a major corporation. They're just taking your money. They have lots of fees. However, the reason I'm bringing it up, they are doing a thing next week where they're going to be selling for thousands of concerts throughout the U.S. $25 concert tickets. Now, for some of you people who, you know, and a lot of us don't have a lot of money, especially this day and age, but still like to get out and go do something fun, I would say try to take advantage of something like that. Keep your eyes out for sales like that so you can still get out and have those, make those memories, have those moments that make you feel good. They'll carry you on to the next one instead of just being feeling stuck, because I know a lot of us are, because the economy sucks. So just saying, try to keep your eyes out for deals like that. Find something to do, something fun for yourself.
Absolutely. And just in case you didn't hear him, because it did cut out a little bit, Bender was talking about Live Nation. There's so many out there. GovX.com, I believe. If you don't have an account, make an account with GovX.com. They have a ton of places that have 15 to sometimes I think 30% off at any given time. And some of them are retroactive and they never run out. So use it. It's there. Fucking use it.
ZTix is another one too.
Yeah.
Just to get out and have some fun.
Absolutely.
Because everyone needs a laugh, needs a smile every once in a while. There's nothing wrong with that.
He didn't say Vet Ticket Texas, he said Vet Tix. T-I-X. JJ, last thoughts or words for our listeners live or on podcast, brother?
Don't forget to take the time to take care of yourself.
And what's how woodturning.com.
Yeah. And buy my shit.
All right. Mr. Oink, it's your turn, good sir. And I'll go over to the place you're going to talk about so everybody can see where you're talking about.
Hey, folks, if you need to talk to somebody, and I mean about anything, don't feel like you have to go through it alone. Head over to objectivezero.org and find that Pathfinder. Select by branch of service, male, female, the whole nine yards. There's a list of ways you can search to find that perfect match for that perfect person you want to talk to. So again, head over to Objective Zero. Check those folks out. They're willing to talk to you 24/7 about anything. Don't feel like you have to go through anything alone. That's the main thing. Reach out.
Absolutely. Also, don't forget dvfarm.org. Head over there. Help us raise the 25 grand for the septic system. You can either click on more info, which will take you directly over here where you can donate to our donor box, or you can go over here to the donations tab. And once over here, you can find the one-time donation, the monthly, and in honor of. You also have corporate donations, which you will need to contact us for. Streamers, you can use Streamlabs charity. You can go fundraise at any given time, which will take you over here, and you can start a fundraiser and do that, as well as crypto. When you click this, it takes you all the way down here, so you can use Affinity Innovations crypto wallet called Adapt. So if you do crypto, you can use that there. And the other place that you can help raise funds for DV Farm is none other than the DV Radio Store at dvradio.net. Just click on the DV Radio Store tab once you're over there. And then under topics, you can click on DV Farm. And not only do we have DV6's ugly face with Gabby, but we have a lot of other stuff over there for you to grab as well. And don't forget, while you're over our at the DB Radio store, you can get 20% off of everything if you hit the redeem button here in the middle of the page or up there in the top left through May 7th. So please go do that. Take advantage of that. It's there for you to take advantage of it. It's not because we're making tons more money off of you guys when you use a promo. No, we get about the same when you use the promo code, but it's all profit for us because the store is free, as I said last night in that little podcast thingamajig that you all heard. But yeah, if that's all before.
I'm sorry. I'm just the way you were stuttering. It sounds like Aaron earned an iron urn. You know, that little.
That fucking video was great.
Oh, sorry. Flashbacks.
No, you're good. For Oink, JJ, Bender, Sergeant Wardog, Recoil, who couldn't be with us tonight, I'm Bonerwood. You just heard Barracks Talk right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. Until next week, Bucksicles.
Bye-bye. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Goodbye, motherfucker!
DVD Radio.